Hurricane Maria took a heavy toll on the people and the landscapes of the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico is home to El Yunque, the only tropical rainforest in the U.S. National Forest System. NPR's Greg Allen went to see how it's faring.
First, the good news. Because of all the rainfall, one of El Yunque's best-known features, La Coca Falls, is more spectacular than ever.
The system is working. Even though it's recovering, it's doing the job.
Brazil Gonzalez is an ecologist who's 46 years old. She's worked at El Yunque for 25 years, first as a student and then as a researcher with the U.S. Forest Service. With all that history, she has a deep attachment to the rainforest. Even now, she gets emotional when she recalls what El Yunque looked like when she first returned after the storm.
It was almost like a desert landscape. So all the trees were impacted, all the leaves on the ground. It was completely changed landscape.
When we visited 2 months after Hurricane Maria, green had begun returning to the rainforest. Although some leaves were coming back, the canopy remained largely bare. Gonzalez says researchers believe as many as a fifth of the trees in the 28,000-acre forest may eventually die as a result of the storm. Using heavy equipment, work crews continue to clear roads and trails. Staff are assessing the damage and will have to determine when it's safe to reopen the national forest to visitors. Walking along a trail, Gonzalez stops short. A large stand of bamboo has fallen over. She points to an area where, using chainsaws, workers cut a path through the dense foliage.
We are going to kind of go through a chapel of bamboo, a tunnel of bamboo.
El Yunque is one of the oldest reserves in the Western Hemisphere, first set aside in 1876 when Puerto Rico was part of Spain. It's home to many species of plants and animals found only here, including the Puerto Rican parrot, one of the world's most endangered birds. Researchers are still trying to get a count of the wild population, which before Hurricanes Irma and Maria was thought to number just over 50. We make our way along a rough, muddy trail that in one place has been washed out and given way to a landslide. Mud, soil, and rocks tumble down the hillside.
And if you look upslope, the landslide's still active. So there's no possibility really to go over it.
Right, so it's not stabilized yet. You don't know how much worse it can get.
No. And actually, we still have not done the engineering assessment of really bringing the experts and see what will take to reconstruct this place.
Researchers from across the island are now coming to El Yunque to study Hurricane Maria's impact. Marla Santos, an energetic junior from the University of Puerto Rico, is part of a group conducting long-term research on species of freshwater shrimp.
Today we put in traps. Tomorrow we come pick them up. We measure the shrimps. We count them. We see the species. It's a really long work.
Hurricanes are an important force that have shaped El Yunque's ecosystem. Santos says Hurricane Maria provides researchers with a rare opportunity.
I think we can see how resilient the forest really is. Now we're like, yes, this is what happened, and this is how our island can properly recover from it.
Ecologist Grisel Gonzalez says she grew up fascinated by the pre-Columbian mythology surrounding the forest, and she's not alone. Across Puerto Rico, people feel a strong connection to El Yunque, a mountainous area on the island's eastern edge that often takes the first hit and reduces the intensity of hurricanes when they sweep over the island.
So many people think that the forest is like the protector for the country. And that's why you see so many imageries of the forest and people loving it because they see it as a protector.
Looking out at the mostly barren forest, Gonzalez says although green sprouts give her hope, she doesn't know how long it will take for El Yunque to recover. Greg Allen, NPR News, El Yunque, Puerto Rico.